Now, verse 9, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, and go not into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity, for better is a friend that's near than a brother far off. I've always felt that this is a California proverb. When I first came to California, the thing that shocked me were the few people that were at funerals, because I'd come from Texas. When they have a funeral down there, they come from far and near. The largest crowds I ever had in Texas were at funerals. And I come to California, and I never shall forget, a dear saint of God died. She'd lived alone, but she was a wonderful person. Well, I thought the place would be crowded. I think there were 15 people there. It's better to have a friend near than a brother far off. You see, she'd come from back east. She'd brought her husband out here in early days because he was sick, and the doctor told him to take him west. And she'd come out here, and she'd had to spend time taking care of him, and then he died, and then she was left alone. She never went back. She was active in the church to a certain extent, but, you know, she just never did have too many friends. But it's better to have a friend that's near than a brother way back east, you see, and that's where her friends were. Now, verse 12, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple passed on and are punished. Now, this is one that we've had before, and I'd like to add to it that I think one of the great benefits of the study of prophecy is that we know what's coming. Very frankly, if I had to look to men to solve the problems of this world, I'd be very discouraged. I'd be a real pessimist. I don't think man has a solution. I think that we're moving to a crisis and a catastrophe. I don't think there's any question about that. And it's foolish for any man to think that he can solve the problems of the world. But the Word of God makes it clear that this is the thing that was to come to pass. So we need to recognize that. Then there is another thought in connection with this that's very important. And I put it in my notes in a very brief way, very terse language, two words, buy insurance. The Lord intends for you to make plans for the future. A prudent man, he foreseeth the evil, he hideth himself, he prepares for the day that is coming. This idea that a man ought not to prepare for retirement, ought not to have insurance and that type of thing. And the foolish answer given is, well, you ought to trust the Lord. Well, the Lord's provided these things for us, friends, and we should avail ourselves of them.